We didn't have that sort of station manager nonsense at all. There was no person running around on land waving their little flag saying, I'm the station manager, aren't I great, I'm wonderful, I run Radio Caroline. Caroline was run from the ship. There was on board 6 DJs, a program controller, an engineer, and then the Dutch crew who ran Monique. And all of the day-to-day running and the decisions were made by the people on the ship themselves. You had, obviously, the program controller's hand to report back to the station's owner every 6 to 8 weeks, whenever he happened to come off for some shore leave, and that way Caroline ran remarkably well. I think I'm right in saying the sort of 1986-87 was definitely Caroline's peak period.